Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Guten Tag!
Makers of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. In spite of the balmy spring weather, the lobby is crowded again to overflowing. And here, as usual at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, have you a word about tonight's play?
Yes, John, and that word is amusing. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, in a moment, the curtain will go up, so there's just time to look at the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, a star tonight in Casanova on the Mountain. Mr. Elders plays the part of Rod Marshall, and Miss Sargent is cast as Joan Cook.
Curtain time!
Well, there's the call for the first act of Casanova on the Mountain. The scene is the Hollywood home of Bruce Cook. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and things are strewn all about. The doorbell is ringing, and Bruce is hurrying to answer it.
I'm coming, I'm coming. Well, Rod, what are you trying to do, break the bell?
Look, Bruce, can you spare a minute?
Well, sure. Come on in. Hope you don't mind the mess, Rod. I'm going up to our cabin in the mountains for a week to do some skiing. Just finished packing.
Bruce, have you seen the morning paper?
Oh, I glanced at the headlines. Why?
Here, take a look at this. Here, at the bottom of the page.
Diana Cameron, local fashion expert, announced today that she will marry movie actor Rod Marshall as soon as... Hey, that's you!
Exactly.
But I didn't know you were planning...
Neither did I.
Oh, but what is it then, a gag?
A gag. Ha ha.
But look, there must be some reason. Have you tried phoning her?
Yes, just before I came over here.
Well?
She means it all right.
But why, if you didn't ask her?
She says I did ask her at a party the other night.
Well, did you?
Now, of course not. You know how those things happen.
How?
Oh, we got out onto the terrace by ourselves, and there was a moon, and... You know how romantic she is, but...
I know how romantic you are.
Oh, but, Bruce, she must have known I was kidding. Look, if you...
Oh, no, not this time. I'm a set designer, not a lawyer.
Oh, but there must be some nice way I can explain it to her. Bruce, all I ask
is... I'm sorry, Rod, but I've been planning this trip to the mountains for a long
time. That's what I mean. Be a pal and let me go with you.
What?
If I can get away from everything for a few days...
Well, if you think it'll do any good, I guess we'll have room for you.
We?
Dad and Joan are already up there.
Oh... Who's Joan?
Now, look, Rod. You've already got Diana to worry about, so don't stop.
Oh, but I just asked who she is.
She's my kid's sister. I don't think you've met her.
Well, if you don't think they'd mind.
Can you be ready in an hour?
I'm all set.
You mean you're already packed?
Well, I figured just in case...
You're pretty sure of yourself, weren't you?
Bruce, old pal, a desperate man has to be sure. Mountains, here I come.
Well, here we are.
So this is it.
Yep, pile out.
All right.
Guess the reception committee is up on the mountain somewhere.
Oh, no, they're not. Somebody just came out on the porch. Hey, you didn't tell me about her.
Now, take it easy, Rod. That's my kid's sister.
Are you kidding?
I am not. Hi, Joan.
Hello, stranger. We were afraid you wouldn't make it before dark. And how is...
Joan, this is Rod Marshall, a friend of mine from the studio.
Oh, yes, I know. I've seen your pictures, Mr. Marshall.
Well, I haven't seen yours, but I'm sure they don't do you justice.
Joan, you shouldn't be out here without a jacket on.
Well, come on then. Dad's waiting for us.
You run along. We'll be in as soon as I drain the radiator.
It's all right. It's nice that you could come up, Mr. Marshall, and don't be long.
We won't.
You weren't.
Huh?
I should know you can't open your mouth without having a line from a picture in it, but you might at least try.
Well, I had to say hello, didn't I?
Look, Rod, you came up here to think about Diana, so don't start playing games with Joan.
Oh, Bruce, I never even thought of such a thing. But she is beautiful.
Look, Rod, Joan's my kid sister. The love scenes are out.
Bruce, I'm beginning to think you don't trust me.
Should I?
Why, Bruce, old kid, what do you say we drain the radiator? How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Marshall. Sleep well?
It's fine, thanks. Breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Mind if I watch?
Not if you think there's anything worth watching.
It's always worth watching a pretty... Oh, good grief.
Isn't it dreadful? Close the door.
I didn't know Bruce played the saxophone.
He doesn't. Dad took it up after he retired.
Your father plays the sax?
This is the only place he can practice without getting a lot of complaints. But would you mind watching the bacon?
All right. You know, Joan, I've known Bruce almost 3 years. And
Hand me the flour, will you, please?
This?
Thank you.
Well, as I was saying, it's strange I haven't met you before.
No, it isn't. I've been east until a month ago and up here most of the time since.
But Bruce never even mentioned you.
From what he told me last night, I don't imagine he would.
You mean... about me?
Is there a big wooden spoon over there somewhere?
Oh, yes. Here you are. What did he say?
Oh, that I'm not to pay any attention to you.
What?
Don't look so hurt. He's just protecting his little sister.
But do you think you need protection?
Well, no. I'm afraid movie heroes don't appeal to me much. Too sleek.
Well, I could muss my hair.
Who ever heard of a great lover with mussed hair?
What do you mean by that great lover crack?
Oh, I don't know. This is a rather silly conversation anyway, isn't it?
Well,
boy, Dad's sure beating it out. What? Oh, hello, Rod. How long have you been in here?
Oh, a few minutes. Why?
No reason.
He's afraid you've been making love to me.
Oh, holy smoke, Bruce. Don't you trust me at all?
Relax, will you? She's just kidding. Isn't she?
Now, look here, Bruce. If you're going to...
Oh, stop it. Both of you. Bruce, you'd think Mr. Marshall was some sort of deep-dyed Casanova.
You would? Joan's my sister, Rod, and...
And she's quite capable of taking care of herself.
Well, now...
And even if Mr. Marshall did have any such silly ideas, there'd still be nothing to worry about.
Why not?
After seeing you do love scenes in 6 different pictures, Mr. Marshall, I wouldn't believe a word you said.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent with the Milky Way Players. And now, John Weigel.
All of us have, on occasion, felt a craving for some food we used to enjoy, and then have found it no longer is the thrill it used to be. But one little treat that is always a pleasure, anytime, anywhere, is the taste of a Milky Way candy bar. For year after year, Milky Ways remain the same delightful candy treat we all remember. The thick milk chocolate coating is still the same fine, pure milk chocolate. The golden layer of caramel is unusually smooth and creamy. And the rich chocolate nougat center has been whipped to the same delicate softness and abundantly flavored with real malted milk. Altogether, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat give you that rare taste blend you will find only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
The call for the second act of Casanova on the Mountain, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Running away from one girl, Rod Marshall, the movie actor, has found another, although she doesn't respond to his romantic ways. Up in the California mountains, Rod, his friend Bruce Cook,
and Bruce's sister Joan are now out skiing. They've just reached the top of a high peak.
Well, we made it, Rod.
Oh, welcome to the top of the world.
Boy, I feel as though I've been climbing for a week.
I told you not to eat so much breakfast.
You want me to go first, Rod?
Well, might be best.
Fine. All set?
Whatever you say, Bruce.
Well, let's go then. See you at the bottom.
You next.
Huh? Well, all right. Nice up here, isn't it?
A bit windy, I'd say.
Nice view, though. You know, you put me at a terrific disadvantage this morning.
I have?
Uh-huh. Here we are, alone on top of a mountain, and... Well, if you won't believe anything I say, it's rather wasted, isn't it?
It is.
Look, suppose I really fall in love with you.
It's not very likely, is it?
Why not? It's been done.
Remember your reputation, Mr. Marshall.
You're being terribly difficult.
We came up here to ski, remember? Come on, let's go.
Better try that again, I guess. A one, a two. Oh, good evening, Rod.
Hello, Mr. Cook. How's the saxophone coming?
Not bad, not bad. Here, I'll play something for you.
Do you know where Bruce is?
Bruce? Mm-hmm. Oh, he thought he heard a car stuck down the road, went back to take a look.
Well, then he's gone?
Yeah, but he'll be back in a few minutes. Why?
Nothing. But where's Joan?
Well, she was out in the back stoop, stargazing, I suppose.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Cook. Thanks a lot.
Not at all, not at all. Let's see now, where was I? Oh, I won.
Joan?
Oh, you startled me.
I thought you might be lonely out here by yourself.
Did you?
Joan, don't you like me at all?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
I've been thinking about it a lot, Rod. I'm afraid I like you more than I should.
But, Joan, why didn't you say so? All this time you've been putting me off, and I thought you were serious.
I was, Rod. Besides, I said I'd like you.
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll give things a little time.
No, Rod. I don't think it would work.
But why not? Am I so horrible?
No. Just romantic. You treat life as though it were a movie script. I don't think you'd know a real problem if you saw one.
Joan, I've never been more serious in my whole life.
I'd like to believe you, Rod.
Joan.
Yes? Oh, Rod.
Now, do you believe me?
Rod, I mean, you're not to...
Joan, can't you understand?
But all those other girls, Bruce said...
Those girls were just casual acquaintances.
Rod, is that you?
Oh, nuts. I thought it was about time.
Oh, there you are. Rod, look who I found down the road.
Rod, darling, I never thought I...
Diana! Oh, no.
Darling! Rod, I've had a perfectly dreadful time finding you. Why didn't you let me know?
Why, I, you see...
Come on, Joan, I think they want to be alone.
Oh, but...
I can see that, Bruce. Good night, Mr. Marshall.
But, Joan, I...
Why, Rod, aren't you glad to see me?
Oh, sure, Diana. I'm tickled pink.
Well, I finally phoned the studio, Bruce, and they said you'd come up here. Swell of you to put me up.
Not at all, Diana. I hope the couch was comfortable.
Oh, I slept like a log. Of course, I still feel silly barging in, but I didn't get Rod's call.
His call?
Why, yes. He told me last night he'd tried to phone before you left.
Oh. Is that all he told you?
Well, he explained about your rushing him off, and of course I forgive you.
Well, yes, we wanted to ask you to come with us, but...
Oh, that's all right. I'm here, and, oh, I think it's perfectly wonderful.
Well, if we're going to get in a full day skiing, we'd better get started.
Rod's in his room, I think.
He is?
Said he wanted to lie down. You know, he didn't look very well at breakfast.
Well, I'll see if he's ready.
Time to hurry, will you, Bruce? Oh, the snow looks perfectly marvelous.
Bruce! Oh, Rod, what's the matter with you?
Hello, Bruce.
Well, what are you doing in bed? You're not sick, are you?
It hit me all of a sudden. Bruce, I feel terrible.
Oh, gosh, Rod.
Oh.
Oh, I get it.
Huh?
Come on, you'll have to tell her sometime.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Hiding in here isn't going to fix anything.
Oh, but Bruce, my head, my stomach...
Make up your mind.
No.
Oh, cut it out. If you had any sense, you'd have told her last night. Unless you've changed your mind.
No. Changed my mind?
You know, Rod, I find it rather attractive myself.
Oh, please, Bruce.
I know. Marriage isn't romantic enough for you.
That's not true. I'd get married in a minute if...
If what?
Never mind.
Well, it's your problem. Come on, we're waiting for you.
Oh!
Rod, don't be an infant. It won't hurt you to go skiing with us.
Oh, I'd like to, Bruce, but after all, the way I feel...
Oh, all right. I'll take her skiing.
Thanks, Bruce. You're a real pal.
No, shut up.
Bruce, is Joan going with you?
She said she didn't want to at breakfast. You heard her.
I just wondered.
Now, look, Rod. If you want to be sick, just be sick all by yourself. Leave Joan alone.
Oh, why, of course. And Bruce...
Now what?
Just tell Diane I'm asleep, will you? I don't want to talk with her just now.
Well, that's a surprise.
Now, if you and Diana will just get out of the house. Let's see. Maybe it'll look better if I wrap a towel around my head. There. Now. Oh! Say, it's pretty good. I almost feel sick. Well, I may as well give it a try. Joan! Joan! Guess she didn't hear me. Joan!
What's the matter, Rod?
Holy cow. Hello, Mr. Cook.
Bruce said you weren't feeling well. Can I get you something?
Why, no, I just wondered if Joan might...
Oh, Joan went skiing with Bruce and Miss Cameron.
But I thought she said...
Well, you know these women. Bruce came out and said you weren't going, and bang, she changed her mind.
Oh, fine.
But I'll keep you company. I can practice my saxophone in here as well as anywhere else.
Oh, but...
Oh, no trouble at all. Might be just what you need, a little music. Now then, a one, a two.
Oh!
Well, having a concert?
Oh, hello, Joan.
I think your audience has gone to sleep, Dad.
Huh? Why, so he has. I thought he was being awfully patient.
Well, go on out in the kitchen. I'll fix you some lunch. If he's going to sleep, I'd better pull down the blinds in here.
Uh-huh. Are you through skiing?
I am. The wind got to be too much for me. But Bruce and Miss Cameron thought they'd keep on a while longer.
Wind coming up, is it? Looks bad.
Well, it might be tonight. But I guess we'll be snug enough. Now, you run along.
All right, June. I'll be out in the kitchen.
Well, my sleeping Casanova. We'll just pull down the shade.
That's awfully nice of you.
I thought you were asleep.
Not quite. I heard you come in.
Well, keep listening and you'll hear me go out again.
Oh, now, please, Joan. I just want to talk to
you. No, thanks, Mr. Marshall. You've talked to me all you're going.
Look, I can explain about Diana.
But there's nothing to explain. After all, she's just a casual acquaintance of yours.
Joan, Diana doesn't mean a thing to me. She just misunderstood something I said.
I suppose she made the mistake of taking you seriously.
That's it. No. I mean, yes. But, Joan, can't you see it's different with you? I love you.
You told me that last night.
And I meant it.
Suppose we forget it. After all, we all make mistakes.
Oh, but Joan, this wasn't...
Rod, I don't want this to be unpleasant. For a few moments last night, I thought...
What?
Oh, it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, but Joan, if you...
You're completely irresponsible, Rod, and I guess you always will be, and that's not what I want.
Joan.
What?
Will you get me an aspirin, please?
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Hattie Elders and Annette Sargent with the Milky Way Players, here is John Weigel.
Even during these lazy spring days, most of us do not have time to stop and linger over some of the pleasures we would like to enjoy. But one thing that always means delightful enjoyment, whenever you have a few spare moments, is the taste treat of a Milky Way candy bar. For every bite of a Milky Way is luscious. From the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and notice that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate, then with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. all melt together to make each enjoyable mouthful a real taste treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Call for the third act of Casanova on the Mountain, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. When Diana Cameron showed up at the cook's place in the mountains, Rod Marshall found himself in a bad predicament. In spite of everything he's tried, Joan refuses to believe a word he says. Well, it's now evening, and Joan's father knocks on the door of Rod's room.
Rod, are you in there? Oh, it's open. Say, Rod.
What's the matter, Mr. Cook? I guess I fell asleep.
Joan wouldn't let me call you, Rod, but now somebody's got to go after her. I'm afraid I wouldn't get very far in this storm.
You mean she went outside?
Yes. I told her she'd better get you, but she kept saying there wasn't any point in it.
But why did she go out? There's a regular blizzard out there.
Well, Bruce and Miss Cameron never came back from the mountain. Then the storm blew up, and Joan's gone out to look for him.
Holy smoke.
Yes, she left just about a minute ago.
Don't worry, Mr. Cook. I'll find her. And if you know any hymns on that saxophone of yours, start blowing.
Joan!
Oh, that beautiful, dumb little...
Joan!
Here I am.
Where are you?
Over here.
Stay where you are.
Oh, I can't see a thing.
What do you want?
Get back to the house. I said, get back to the house.
I can't. Bruce and Diana.
I know, and I'll do as you're told.
Don't you tell me what to do.
I am telling you. Now do it.
I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, let go of me. You hear the rot.
I'll let go when I'm ready to let go. Now, come on. All right, now up the steps. That's the girl.
Let go of me.
Now open the door.
Joan, are you all right?
I'm all right, but how about Bruce and Miss Cameron? This big old...
What were you trying to do? Get yourself killed?
Bruce and Miss Cameron are the ones that might get killed if somebody doesn't get up that mountain.
I'll find them.
Rod Marshall, this is no time for movie heroics. This is real. Anything might happen to them ever there. And if they weren't such... If you weren't such a selfish, irresponsible fool, you'd realize it.
Now, Joan, Rod will do what he can. It's no job for a woman.
It's a better job for a woman than it is for...
Sorry to interrupt, but I've got to see a mountain about some friends of mine. So long.
Rod! No.
Well, the sun's out. Guess the storm's over.
I guess so.
Oh, now, dear, don't start worrying again. They'll be all right.
But Rod's been gone almost 10 hours.
Well, it takes time to climb a mountain, even when there is no storm.
Oh, I know, but...
We just have to be patient.
I've been patient all night. Dad, maybe
no,
if I...
No, Joan, there's nothing you can do.
But I... Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah, sure, they'll turn up. You just wait and see.
But what if...
Oh,
what
now,
if they...
Now, don't start imagining things. Why...
Rod!
Mind if I... Come in. Thought I'd drop by.
Oh, Rod, are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right.
Well, are they hurt badly?
Well, Bruce is in pretty good shape.
Oh, what about Diana?
I think she cracked a couple of ribs.
Well, then we better go.
I'll drive them down to the doctor in the village.
But, Rod, where are they?
Out in the car. I found a sled at the rest hut.
And you towed them both down the mountain?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Rod.
Well, what are we standing here for? Let's get them to the doctor.
I'll get them there. Then I'm going to sleep for a week.
Come on, Joan.
Yes, Dad. Oh, Bruce, what happened to you?
Now, don't look so worried, Joan. Diana cracked into a tree, and I turned my ankle trying to carry her to the rest hut.
Dreadfully clumsy of
you. Now, don't try to talk, Miss Cameron. You'll be better before you know it now.
That was some job Rod did when he came stumbling through the storm.
Are you comfortable, Diana?
I'm fine, darling.
Well, then.
Now, go easy, Rod. The road will be clogged with snow, you know.
Rod, I...
Save it, Joan. I haven't time just now. Well, so long.
Good luck.
Dad, did you see the way she looked at him?
Huh?
He wouldn't even talk to me.
Well, now, Joan, he didn't have time to...
I don't blame him. After all the things I said. But I'm in love with him.
Well, well, well.
Hello. Breakfast?
Oh, Rod.
I'm starved.
Rod, when did you come back?
A few minutes ago.
How are they?
Fine. Bruce's ankle's all taped up, and Diana wasn't hurt as badly as I thought.
I'm awfully glad to hear that.
So was I. But say, what did you start to tell me last night before we started for the village?
Why, nothing. Wasn't important.
Nothing about my being irresponsible?
Oh, Rod, I'm sorry about that.
But I am irresponsible and selfish. I'm an oaf.
Oh, please, Rod.
I said I'm an oaf, and I love you.
Oh, Rod, don't say that.
Why not? It's true. Now keep right on saying it.
But what about Diana?
Diana doesn't love me anymore. She loves Bruce.
Bruce?
He and Diana apparently did more talking than skiing up there in the mountain.
Oh, but I had no idea.
Neither did I. But I guess Bruce finally convinced her that I was, well, irresponsible.
Oh, Rod. Rod, darling.
Oh, Joan, darling.
All right.
Joan, will you marry me?
If Dad says it's all right, I'll ask him now.
I've already asked him.
What'd he say?
You'll know as soon as I open the door.
But I don't understand.
You understand now, darling?
The curtain falls on the last act of Casanova on the Mountain. Another curtain time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bar. Tonight, curtain time starred Harry Elders as Rod Marshall and Nana Sargent as Joan Cook. Those in the supporting cast were George Caesar, Sidney Elstrom, and Margaret Kirkwood. The script was by Joe Gresenbach. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Now, here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's play.
Well, next Saturday, Pat, Nanette Sargent is a sales girl in a department store.
And Harry Elders is a very rich young man who comes in to buy a negligee. He's also very fresh, I might add.
But don't bother to, Nanette. The play, incidentally, is called The World Between.
And it all sounds quite dramatic. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night.
Good night, Pat.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars present...
Good time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is WMAQ, NBC in Chicago.